All right, Mr. Fox Meyer!
Thank you, Tanya. As Tanya said, my name is Fox Meyer, and you might ask, how did I get here? And you might say, well, Fox, considering you might have probably drove here or flown in a plane. Now, metaphorically speaking, like Scott was saying last night, like Tanya said yesterday, like Debbie said yesterday, my words have traveled from my head to my heart to my fingers. And then December 1st of this past year, Tanya gave me a Christmas gift. It was the big O, stood for opportunity. So what I'm going to try to do now for you all to get us going for the day is have my words travel to your heart and then to your feet. We're going to dance. Sound good? This first poem was inspired by a white cordless telephone that I had when I was in college. You say, why? Because of four words my dad would tell me every time he spoke to me at college. Foxman, you have one life. And this first poem is called, This is Not a Rehearsal. It goes like this. Look, don't waste it. You have one chance and one chance only to make it. Let experience morph into wisdom and wisdom be your guide. This is your one chance. So go ahead, you decide. What mark are you going to make and how are you going to be remembered in this world of so many ups, downs, and lists unattended? So go ahead, no guarantees. Fix that leak and put air in your tires. This is real. This is life. This is not a rehearsal. There you go. And because you only do it once, you know it's not going to be easy. In other words, the road to success is not paved. I can remember during my high school or college years, I'm sitting on a beach for about a week, and there are three really attractive girls playing paddleball in front of me every single day. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get things rolling? 2 days go by, 3 days go by, nothing. And then one of the girls mishits the ball, and it rolls toward me. I said, this is my one chance. So I discreetly get up, I strut my stuff over, pick the ball up, and I'm just about to hand the ball to this very attractive young lady when I step into a hole and fall flat in my face. So in other words, the road to success is not paved. And the poem goes like this. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down that mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up and get back on the saddle. Victory highway is not smooth sailing, for that road is a constant uphill battle. Even if positive thoughts don't work, negative thoughts, they'll kill you. Keep your mind, your body, your soul on high alert. You'll never know the heights you take yourself to. So keep one hand on the wheel and one foot on the gas. These struggles you face, they are real. And guess what? You can tell them to kiss your ass. Thank you. Fear. Don't take counsel of it. It's an illusion. Don't let the mask become your face. I remember watching a commencement speech that actor Jim Carrey did, and he spoke of his father, who was a great comedian as well, but he didn't see that as a life for him and his family. So he took a safe job, and he ended up getting let go a couple of years later. So the lesson here is, you can fail at what you don't want to do, so why not take a chance on something that you love? This poem is called When Fear Wears Its Mask. If you fail, it does not make you a failure. So give it your best at what you want to be, because it would be a total shame if you failed at what you didn't want to be. In the end, you might not have it all. Remember, it's not naive to try. So prayerize, picturize, and actualize. In the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your present reality. Every day in your head, fear becomes practicality. Practicality says play it safe. It says this year after year, but if you dared lift the mask, all you would see is fear. Some look at the universe and want it all, but are too afraid to ask. What if you just took a risk and didn't let fear wear the mask? So lift it up, stare right through fear, kick it to the past. Be the person you were destined to be. turn around, and again, let your naysayers kiss your ass. This last one, it's time to get moving. I need your help. Could you help me? Audience partake. So between every line, say the word step. It's time to get rolling. You are idle no more. Pick yourself up off the floor. Get up out of your seat. No reason to lie there in defeat. In mind and body, a winning tranquility. Without movement, there is no possibility. Each pace equals a speed. And the world's largest sequoia tree. One by one, they'll amass. Core-filled passes down victory path. Now do your Tanya Hoffman awkward Favo dance. Thank you. My name's Fox Beyer. I want to thank Tanya again from the bottom of my heart and make you an offer. My offer is I have a bunch of books over there. If you'd like to grab one free of charge, CDs free of charge, one stipulation, you have to meet me and we'll begin to collaborate. Thank you. Let's have a great day.